This meditation is simply called life. We'll practice a breathing technique here that is different than the techniques we've done so far. I'm going to ask you to visualize moving your breath forward and back instead of up and down or in and out. So begin by taking your seat, your comfortable, planted seat. Once you're seated comfortably, find a tall spine and close your eyes, starting to breathe through your nose. Let's bring to mind again the image of a mountain. Feeling yourself sitting here like a mountain, solid, strong, immovable, peaceful. These first few breaths are just breaths of awareness. Noticing that you're sitting and noticing that you're breathing. And now start to notice the filling up and the emptying out. The filling, the emptying. Now, as you inhale, imagine that you could bring all of your breath into the front of your body. And as you exhale, move breath into the back of your body. So inhaling to expand your chest, your belly, your shoulders, the front of your body. And as breath leaves, imagine breath moving out the back of your body. So start to create a rhythm of breath that feels like water sloshing forward and backward. The in-breath making you aware of the front of your body. The out-breath making you aware of the back of your body. As you breathe like this, front and back, what are you noticing? Is one direction easier than the other? Does the front feel any different than the back? If you were to see yourself breathing, how would this breath look? Do you notice any places where breath doesn't move? any place that feels sticky or thick or tight. Does this breathing hold any symbolism for you? Breathing in, what do you see ahead? Breathing out, what do you see behind you? Are you more comfortable looking in one direction than the other? Is there anything that wants your attention, either out in front of you or behind you? As you continue breathing, inhale, front body, exhale, back body. Become aware again of you sitting here, like a mountain, firm, stable, connected. Sitting here in this moment called life. I think it was Emerson that said, "What lies ahead of us and what lies behind us are tiny matters compared to what lies within." Sometimes there's work to do up ahead, and we can plan and prepare. Sometimes there's work to do from the past, making amends, cleaning something up, fixing what's broken. But we can't do either of those things effectively until we find ourselves right where we are. This sitting here, this breath, this meditation, this day, this life. Namaste.